Harris. Crescendo in your Rugby World Cup report. Latest from the Springbok camp is that reinforcements arrived in Paris yesterday ahead of this weekend's massive Pool B clash against Ireland at the Stade de France. The season fly-off, André Pollard, linked up with the team and took part in training yesterday. Pollard joined the squad as an injury replacement after the hooker Malcolm Marks was ruled out with a knee injury. Pollard was the obvious choice to replace Marks in the squad, and he'll certainly bring a more reliable kicking boot to the setup. However, I believe he may not be ready to face the Irish. The 2019 World Cup winner only returned to the playing field on Friday. He played 40 minutes for the Leicester Tigers. That was against the Sale Sharks in the English Premiership. The book director of rugby, Rossi Rasmus, said he won't be available for selection this week.
He will definitely not be selected for this week, apart from two or three injuries. He's only just joined us today. He's just played his first 40 minutes in 14, 15 weeks for Leicester on Friday. And that was basically the initial reason why we couldn't bring him to the World Cup, because, you know, there was a lot of return to training that wasn't done eventually, and then the return to play only happened this Friday night. So it's good to have him here.
Meanwhile, the Springboks have received a timely boost ahead of the fixture with the lock and enforcer Eben Etzebeth fit and available for selection. The season's second row picked up a shoulder injury during the 18-3 win against Scotland in Marseille and has been sidelined. Initially, it was believed that he would be out for 10 to 14 days and would miss the game against Ireland. What a big boost. The Bucks forward coach, Dion Davids, confirmed that Etzebeth is fit and is available for selection this week.
In the previous press conference, we mentioned that Eben was out for 7 to 10 days. It's now 7. He reacted well last week with his return to training. So yes, he will be in contention.
Incidentally, the Booker and Ireland have never faced each other at a World Cup in the past, and the winner of this weekend's fixture is sure to end at the top of the pool. The Bucks are, however, the three-time World Cup champions, as you know, whilst the top-ranked Irish have never advanced past the quarterfinals. Saturday's game in Saint-Denis kicks off at 9 in the evening. What can I say? Go Bucker! Meanwhile, the week's matches at Rugby World Cup kick off tomorrow evening with Italy in action against Uruguay in Nice, whilst on Thursday night it'll be another tough one for Namibia when they tackle the host nation France in Marseille. And that is your Rugby World Cup report. John Walland, OFM Sports.